وما أرسلنا من قبلك إلا رجالا نوحي إليهم فاسألوا أهل الذكر إن كنتم لا تعلمون.
The last question is not really a question, and I really hesitate to go down this, but I am literally bombarded with multiple emails every single week. I am not exaggerating when I state my inbox, AskYQ inbox, is full of hundreds of such emails. So I believe I'm kind of forced into a corner here to answer this issue so that inshallah those emails minimize. It's something personal. I get multiple emails every single week from around the world, people asking for my forgiveness because they say that they have said something about me based upon something that they saw or something that they heard, that I'm this and that. And then they realized afterwards when they listened to my lecture or when they hear my explanation, they realized that they were not told the truth. And so they said something wrong and they're worried it's slander or ghiba or namima, and they're worried about the judgment day and this and that. So they're emailing me sometimes because I don't respond to individual emails. The same person might email half a dozen times saying, please forgive me, please forgive me. And some of you might say, why don't you just answer? Because if you saw my inbox, I don't have the time. I apologize. Allahu musta'an. So I'm therefore giving this generic answer, insha'Allah ta'ala, to everybody because I am inundated with such emails. So I state that I understand that many people in their desire to defend Islam, in their desire to protect the purity of this faith, that if they think somebody is corrupting that faith, that they might say things in order to defend the religion. And therefore, whoever is sincere to defend the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that person has already been forgiven from me, even if they are mistaken. There is no need to email me. There is no need to ask my forgiveness. Anybody who sincerely says something wrong about me, sincerely thinking that, a'udhu billah, seek Allah's refuge, that I am spreading deviation or heresy, they hear something online or what, of something of this nature, and they warn their relative, their cousin, and they say, don't listen to so-and-so because he's such and such. And then when they actually listen, they realize, oh, actually, I was mistaken in this. You know, for all of those people, unconditionally, completely clean slate from me, there is nothing and there has never been anything in my heart ever for anybody who has been, sincere in this regard. I have forgiven them and Allah has already forgiven them because they are sincere. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. There's only one small category that perhaps I look for it on the Day of Judgment, and that is those that intentionally create drama, knowing that they're misquoting me, or they are not qualified. And this is another problem, that if you don't have knowledge, and you hear that, oh, somebody prays like this, and you've never heard this before, you're like, a'udhu billah, this guy's spreading deviation, my whole village prays like this, and he's saying you can pray like this, for example. I mean, then he is coming into a level and an arena, and he's fighting a fight he is not qualified to fight. And when you do that, well, then you are creating fitna and drama. So those two categories, the one who is totally insincere and he knows that he's lying, or the one that is creating this type of drama and he's not qualified to create this drama. SubhanAllah, for those two, I ask that Allah forgives them in the akhirah, but after I get my hasanat as well. I.e., I don't want them to be punished, a'udhu billah, for something like this, from Allah. But I am greedy for hasanat, and so those people who are not sincere, I do expect that inshallah, yani something will come on the Day of Judgment. But my advice, my dear brothers and sisters, and I've said this all the time, is that don't involve yourself in this refutation culture. You, my dear brother and sister, you do not know which opinion is blameworthy and which opinion is within the realm of Islam and acceptable. You do not know. And sadly, sometimes those who are just trained a little bit are also not aware. Go to the senior ulama that are known for their open-mindedness and tolerance. Go to ulama that are global. Alhamdulillah, I'm a student of knowledge. There are major scholars in America, major scholars across the globe who understand you know, that, okay, this is an opinion, I don't agree with it, but it is within the realm of acceptability. So look at a person by his peers, look at the people that he associates with, look at those who endorse this person. And in the end of the day, my dear brother and sister, my sincere advice to you, follow those whom you trust. That's it. If you are in doubt about a teacher, a sheikh, an alim, leave that person. And that includes me, by the way. Leave that person and go to the one who gives you strength and iman, whose answers comfort you, whom you think is bringing you closer to Allah and His Messenger. That is what Allah Azza wa Jalla is going to judge you on. If you are not qualified to sift through between who's right and wrong, well then go with who your heart believes is the one that is taking you to the best path, and then be quiet about the others, because you are not qualified, dear brother and sister. You don't have to follow them, but you are not qualified to say anything about them. And you don't want on the Day of Judgment to have to face the potential. The potential, what if somebody says, hey, that guy said a lie about me, you know, oh Allah. What if? As for me, inshallah, anybody who's sincere, wallahi, as Allah is my witness, I have never held a grudge against anybody who's sincere, and I have forgiven them from day one anyway. So from my case, don't worry, you don't have to email me. Not at all. But how about others who might still want that or whatnot? Why go down this route? My genuine advice, please listen to this, that follow your teacher, your sheikh, your alim, whom you think is the most knowledgeable and bring you closer to Allah and His Messenger. Follow that person. And then be quiet about the rest and leave refutations to those ulama who are qualified. Not everybody who refutes is an alim who's qualified. Frankly, wallahi, I say to you honestly, the majority of those who busy themselves in the refutation culture, they are not qualified neither in ilm nor in adab. And this is the reality, and I don't like saying this. The real alim, the real scholar, even if they must refute, it is done like salt to the food. Once in a while, it needs to be done, and then you move on. Do not associate with people whose primary output is negating the products and the virtues and the fatwa of other people. That's not how you build iman, by destroying other people's iman. So, bottom line, please, no need to email me. Everybody, even those who don't ask and they continue to say things about me, because in the end of the day, we live in very dangerous and very difficult times. And I understand there's a pain. I understand there's a pain and a perception that the religion is under attack. And a lot of people think everybody's betraying the religion except me and my group. And I understand that mentality. Even though I say that mentality is not healthy, still I understand it. And this person, this you know, innocent person, you know, naively innocent, he genuinely thinks that he's defending the religion of Allah and defending the pristine teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by speaking against people that he thinks is corrupting the faith. Okay, innamal a'malu bin niyat. That person is forgiven from Allah Azza wa Jal, and also between me and him, my huquq as well, I give up to that person. But still I say, why get involved? Worship Allah, learn knowledge, do what you can, and the rest of the scholars and du'at, leave their affair to those who are qualified to do that. So I hope that inshaAllah ta'ala, I hope that this will minimize the number of emails that come in this regard. And if you are a student of knowledge, and if you are interested, then listen to the person directly and see, because again, fact of the matter, almost all of these emails has the same thing. I heard something about you from this video. I misunderstood. I believed it until I came across what you yourself said. SubhanAllah, in this, it kind of shows you as well. But in any case, busy your time with that which is beneficial. And do not busy your time with qila wa qad, and he said and she said, refuting and whatnot. Follow those whom you trust and come closer to Allah and His Messenger. The goal is not the reputation of Shaykh so-and-so. The goal is the pleasure of Allah. And that will be done by you sincerely following that which you think will bring you to the pleasure of Allah through the scholars and the ulama whom you trust. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cleanse my heart and yours of any ghil and hasad and hiqd. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purify us internally and grant us the best adab externally. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala write for us a qabool in the heavens and on this earth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide all of us to the truth and guide others to the truth through us. With that, inshallah, we come to the end of today's Q&A. Wa jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
يا من أجبت دعاء نوح فانتصر وحملته في فلكك المشحون يا من أحال النار
حول خليله روحا وريحانا بقولك كن.